Greetings to you all in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Just like to keep continuing here with the theme that we've been speaking of in the last few days. I find myself thinking a lot about our life here. I find myself, you know, overwhelmed at times with the fact that we only have a short slot, as the Bible calls it, a vapor, and then it's gone. And even in that, there's a great difference. Some people only live for a couple of hours, and the next ones live for 100 years. But both of them, God calls a vapor in light of eternity. And so, thinking so much on that, along those lines, you know, the question then comes, well, if it's this life that writes our story, and eternity is for the consequences, it must then, it leaves us with the awe in the reality, or the awful reality, or the gripping reality that the life that we live here must be of uttermost importance. If this is only a vapor in light of eternity, if it's only like a flash, so to speak, and then it's gone, then the conclusion is that, and if it's the choices and the life here in this short span that really makes all the difference of eternity, then surely this is important. And, you know, that can be very overwhelming if we just focus on that too much, because, you know, we are what we are here. We have the, we are in our flesh. But I have found that the encouragement I'm giving here this morning, I found it a great joy to lay these things before the Lord and to allow Him to speak to my heart along these lines, and to just get serious and honest about, you know, what does God want from my life here? And I realized more and more that just because we have a testimony some time back of becoming a Christian, you know, maybe, you know, for those of us that claim the blood of Jesus as our hope, at one point that started, and I guess what God has been showing me, that there's a danger in focusing so much on that point of when I became a Christian. And I think that there is a need for that. You know, there's a need for us to place emphasis on when we became a Christian. But we soon get into trouble if that's our only focus. I think that what God wants from us as Christians is a life that will glorify Him. In other words, we can clearly say that before we came a Christian, we were of no use and value to God. As a matter of fact, God didn't even know us. It's almost like the life is completely empty. And so if we cancel out that part of our life, and now it's only the life that God even recognizes after that we're a Christian, it seems the truth dawned on me that then it's from that point to the point we die that must then be of uttermost importance to God. From the point that the blood has been applied, and that our sins were washed away, and that we entered into the kingdom of God, from that point to the point we die, it must be of utter importance to God. And that was then the basis and the foundation of realizing that God is expecting something from my life. He is, all of heaven is waiting and watching to see what the Christian will do with his life after he meets God. And I do believe that it took a choice. We needed to make a choice in order to enter into the kingdom. But then again, I do also believe that we need to make choices afterward, and many choices afterward. That I believe it was free will that we entered in, but I think it's also free will as we walk. And these verses here, I'm reading here in John chapter 9, Jesus is talking about, the question came up about the blind man and who sinned that he's blind. And Jesus answered and said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, but no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And you know, those words just stand out to me here so much this morning, the simplicity of those words. There's so much truth in those simple words. But I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am the world, I am the light of the world. And so Jesus is saying there that as long as he is in the world, he is the light of the world. And you know what the general conclusion or the focus of these points that I'm trying to make, perhaps in this series of the inspiration or the daily inspiration, what I'm trying to say is that Jesus Christ only had a season of which he really did his ministry. It was really only 3 years. Of course, he was in the world longer than that, but he really only, in a sense, you know, came into the light, or exposed himself for who he is at 30, and then at 33 he was crucified. So, and he really only reached a small percent of the world at that time. So you have this 3 year slot out of 2000 time has passed since then, and the 4,000 years that were before that, you know, it's really only a small slot of time where Jesus actually walked the earth here. And not only that, but he only reached a small area of the world at that time. And yet he's saying that he's the light of the world, and that he must work the works of God, so that the works of God would be made manifest in the circumstances. In this case, it was a blind man. Because as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So, so I've been impressed with the reality there again, that God intends, that Jesus Christ now intends to put his Spirit within us. And now if you back up a little bit, we realize that when a person is born again, that the Spirit of Jesus Christ now lives within that person. Or maybe I should maybe I should say it this way, that that's God's design and his plan and his will. So I think it would do us well to ask that question and to make sure that, you know, that we have the proper perspective on what it means to be a Christian. That what it means to be a Christian is that we are now that light of the world. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You know, Jesus asked, when he comes again, will he find faith on the earth? His question, will it be there? Will that light still be shining? Will that light still be there? Will it be here? And what he means by that is that the 3 years that he spent on the earth, will that still be here? Will that legacy still have kept on going? And what he means by that is when Jesus comes back again, will he find people that have embraced the life of Christ, that have opened their hearts, and that have been filled with his Spirit, and that are working the works of the Father, the same as he did? And, you know, I believe that's a question that we all should be asking ourselves. One of the things that I have noticed already, and it may have been that way for 2,000 years already, I'm not sure, but I do notice it a lot today, is that there's such a focus on whatever, there's such a focus against legalism. And, you know, there's such a strong focus that that we, you know, that the life of Christ is lived out by faith and not by works. And so it's almost, you know, the spirit behind that is almost like saying don't do any works because then you're in legalism. You know, but Jesus Christ said, I must work the works of him that sent me. And I believe that there is a way for us to feel to feel that pressure that we must do something for God. And I think that can lead to heaviness and weariness. But I think so many of us have to start somewhere. And so the blessing and the encouragement that I have found already is that if we press into God's kingdom, sooner or later it will become real to us how to walk. In other words, if we start out desiring to be, you know, all that God wants from us, it will soon become clear. We will soon make enough of mistakes and fall enough of times that it will soon become clear how this puzzle all fits together. So that's, you know, all of us have a different story, have a different way of thinking in some ways. And so, you know, some of us are asking the question, well, how do I get going here in my Christian life? How do I, you know, I have a job and I have my responsibilities with my family or whatever, but how do I get started? And I guess that's the point that I'm hoping to make here, is that we have to start somewhere. And I have found it a blessing to just start walking, and we'll soon discover, you know, what is works and what is legalism and that whole question of where this all fits in. I do believe that in the end, the goal should be that our love for the Lord and the love that he has put within our hearts would overflow and it would spill out to others. I do believe that's how Jesus walked, and I think that walking that way brings within it brings with it such a freedom and a joy that we can actually have fellowship with God, and we can be doing the works of Christ while not even really realizing it. Our focus is going to be so much in the connection of the Father and the flow that He of His Spirit into our lives, and it'll just spill over, with the people around us, or to the people around us, and then we come back again to the connection that we have with the Father. I read this book that stood out to me so much. It was a testimony of a young Muslim girl that had a difficult life, a lot of opposition, as we can often read in the testimonies of Muslims in the Middle East. But the title of the book, of her testimony, it was just a thin book, was Desperate for God. And I was amazed at the simplicity of that testimony and the simplicity of that life of this young lady. And I was also amazed at the power and the miracles and, the life that she lived. And, I had to think, well, okay, it started out with a desperation for God. It started out with her being so hungry and thirsty for God, seeking Him, willing to go all the way for God. And that just impressed me. And, people like that will be spending time connecting with God on a deep basis in prayer, in fasting and prayer. And they will take seriously the sanctification of God, keeping their hearts pure, and to be asking God continually, Lord, where do I stand with You? Where am I today? I know where I was yesterday. I know back here when I was born again, but Lord, where am I today? How am I doing? And you're just allowing God to wash us in that way. So God bless you.